Up, this is Coach Vita back with a fall episode. It's been a good while, so tonight it's going to be Coach Vita joined along with the crew in the locker room. Who I got in the locker room with me?
Yo, yo, it's your boy D-Trainer. What's happening?
D-Trainer, what's going on? Who else what's got in the locker room?
What's up? It's your boy Dre all day.
All right, all right. Good to hear from everybody back from the summer to the fall session.
Yes, indeed.
All right, back in session, if that's what the episode is going to be called tonight. So, being that we're back in session for the fall, which is August, we got this stuff into September. This month is back to school, of course. How y'all feeling about these kids going back to school?
I'll take this one first. First and foremost, with the way things are going with this pandemic, man, I mean, I'm kind of uneasy about it. It seems like every single day I get a call from my kid's school, one of those robocalls talking about multiple students and staff have been infected.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I'm just thinking, you know, man, will it come around, you know, for my daughter? I'm praying not. You know, she does go with a mask every day. So, I mean, she's been good so far. But, man, yeah, I got an uneasy feeling about it.
Would you consider, like, pulling her back out and then trying to do the home school teaching?
As a last resort, yes.
Okay.
But as a last resort.
I'm with you on that, Dre, man. I the same thing with me, bro. Every other, you know, day there's a text or email or some kind of phone call saying, hey, you know, me and my wife planned the day just for us. And whoop, there it is. We had to go get, you know, the kids from school early.
Yep.
Because one of the kids was infected with it, so they didn't want to get the rest of the kids. So I'm like, man, come on, man. So she's looking at me, I'm looking at her crazy, like, man, we really got to go get these jokers, man. But we had to go get them, man. So it's serious. It's out there.
Oh, yeah.
And now, I guess, you know, with this new strand, the kids are most likely reluctant to catch it first. So that is a good thing, you know, one of those things you got to consider, like, dang, so I got to look at my kids one more time at home while I'm taking chances.
Right. Because, you know? Man, last year was already hard enough when they were shutting down the schools. And I can just imagine having to go back to doing that again. You know, if I had hair, I'd have pulled it out.
Hey, it's coming, man. I really think it's coming, man, with this new spring, man. It's coming.
That's crazy.
There's no joke.
So how are you all feeling, you know, where this pandemic might be going? I mean, D-Trainer, I know recently you fell sick. So how you think you feeling? How you think it's going?
Man, I tell you, Coach Vita, man, this thing, I don't wish that on my own enemy, man. Just I don't wish that on nobody, even my enemies, man. It's no joke, you know, just through personal experience. You know, I can talk about it, man. It hit me every symptom you can imagine. I had it. Every symptom you can imagine, I had it, man, including one of the ones that took Bernie Mac out, you know what I'm saying, which is pneumonia, man. I had that, and I tell you, I've never in my life been most scared and really doubtful that I was even gonna come out of the hospital, man, because I had recently, in the same week that I was in the hospital, I had three relatives pass with COVID, man. So it's no joke, man. It hit everybody differently, but definitely getting the vaccines does help you, you know, get through it a lot faster.
And you're actually, you know, on that bigger side, like tall and you know, have some muscles and meat on you. So for somebody that's past 6'1", 6'2", saying it hits you hard, you know, that's something, you know, because I'm not all that small, but I'm only 5'3", you know, weighing only 100-something pounds, so
yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Are you, or both of you all, are y'all doing any exercise, remedies, anything like that, you know?
Go ahead, Greg.
I know for me, I started going back because I got real lazy. I hadn't been working out. I got probably like maybe 6 months off. You know, I gained over 200 pounds for the first time in my entire life.
Jeez.
So, yeah, I had to go. And I mean, it's not bad. You can't tell, but I can't.
You can feel it.
Yeah, I can definitely feel it. You know,
you can feel it.
And it's every time going back to the gym for the first time, you know, after a while, it's always the worst. You know, fortunately it doesn't last too long, because you know, once your body is used to, you know, working out, even after a while, you know, it's like muscle memory,
right?
Yeah. It's not so bad, but yeah, man, definitely had to get my exercise on in the wake of all this stuff.
Definitely, man, you got to keep yourself on point, got to keep yourself on cue, as Coach would say, man. And I know, indeed, for me personally, coming back, man, from, you know, almost 4 weeks off from work, not working out too with that, just trying to get back right, man. Lost 15 pounds through that whole little process, man. So I'm out here trying to lift some weights, man. I'm looking like these cats, man. Just never, you know, had never touched the weight bench or anything in their life, man. I'm like, man, I had to look at the weights and make sure it wasn't heavier than I thought, man. Nah, ain't no way I can't lift this right here, man.
Come on, man. You know, you got to start off small, then build back up, you know, because like you said, you lost some, you know, you had weakness going on. So can't just go back out there and throw up 200 pounds. I mean, in your mind, you can.
In my mind, I was good, you know. It's not good. When I got out of there, but man, look here. I say, man, I can't do that one now, no sir. What about you, Coach?
You know what? It's funny, you know, I kind of laid off not too many days. Then I started back, but I'm kind of like Dre, you know, you can feel it. But me, I'm all about, you know, pictures and stuff. I'm like, I like this picture today. So
right.
If I'm looking at the picture, either way, I may look okay, but I don't look where I need to be.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? Let me go on and kick it in again. So, of course, you know, September is the birthday month, so I always got something going on. You know, snatch back September. That's what I call it now.
Come on now.
So, yeah, I've been out there, you know, doing my little 2 miles, you know, HIIT session. I do my little remedy still, you know, vinegar, turmeric, stuff like that. You know, just to stay moving. And like I said, especially because of this pandemic or this new virus, you know, just knock on wood that if I did already have it, I already passed.
Right.
And just, you know, continue to stay healthy. And then go from there. So definitely, I had to not look at the scale, but I can feel it.
Yeah.
I can feel it. You know, I just have to put on a couple pair of pants or something, then see it from there.
True, yeah.
So, that's what's up. But I'm glad, you know, you're feeling better. You sounding great.
Yeah.
I was worried about it for a second, man. But, you know, I got to watch out for my fams here.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Got to watch out for everybody. So moving along, we had Black Business Month for the month of August. So that's just basically celebrating, you know, all the Black business out there. You know, if you were starting, if you're a small business, if you're a large company. So kudos to everybody, minorities that actually have a business and trying to keep it afloat due to all this pandemic.
Yeah.
I know myself. I just been coming, you know, creating. So I actually created an energy drink this time around during the pandemic. And thank God, you know, the drink lab worked with me, you know, because you always going to have some no's. I found a drink lab that actually said, created something. And I was blessed and humbled that it sold out in 2 weeks. So I got another batch coming. Actually, it arrived, so I put it back in the store. I got some orders going already, so I'll probably be sold out pretty quickly again. So I'm just blessed on that as well.
Oh yeah. You know, I definitely got my case. You know, I had to make sure I restocked up on some on cue.
Yes. Yes.
I'm telling you, and not because, you know, we on this podcast together and whatnot, but this is actually, you know, one of the best drinks that I've ever had. You know, as far as energy drinks are concerned. So you definitely did your thing, and kudos to your team.
Appreciate it.
Like, yes, indeed.
You know, little mix and mix. You know, I'm not that little, you know, all the way mixology, but, you know, I know where to start from the bottom at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, definitely, like I said, as you get older, that was some of the things I looked at, including I looked into and researched that it was not that many minorities that actually came with the energy drink.
No.
As well as, like I said, the calories, the sugar, the stuff like that. So, you know, I didn't want to be having nobody hollering, shaking off the product.
Yeah. So just, absolutely.
You know, lowered it down a little, you know, lowered it down so it was zero fat, you know, less sugar. It don't have a crash, you know, have your vitamins up in there. So, you know, less calories. And yep. So I definitely, I enjoyed myself because I actually stopped drinking a lot of energy drinks. So I narrowed down to one, and I went from there. So.
Yeah, one thing about it, I will never go to another energy drink again for as long as I have some because, you know, this stuff is the truth.
True. Now, the next one this month was actually National Hair Loss Awareness. That was for the month of August. And I can kind of touch bases on the hair loss awareness. And that's only just saying because you can lose hair from stress, diseases, medical treatment, medication, diet, trauma. So I know with me, speaking on that from experience, I have a lot of migraines. So my hair loss came from my medication. Not to say like all clumps and stuff like that, but, you know, I'm gonna say like for black females, like you can start to tell if your hair is shorter or getting a little bit thinner. So, you know, there's ways to work around, you know, that type of, I'm gonna say a hair loss problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. You know, it's definitely true. It's definitely, it's not an age to it. It can just happen at any time.
Right.
So definitely, I've definitely seen that can come true at any given time, you know, and stress is actually the number one for hair loss.
Yeah.
Then you start going into, you know, some, you know, medical problems. And like I said, the treatments like chemo, medications, you know, so definitely I have to, you know, just go from there. And like I said, just take it step by step and keep everything going, you know, but that's what they make, you know, wigs and everything for. So,
and different absolutely.
Types of styles now, you know, different types of styles. But now everybody rocking a short haircut now.
Oh, yeah. Short is in.
Yeah, definitely. So, and lastly, but not least, speaking on health, there's a trend that's going around.
Uh-oh.
And this trend is actually, I don't think a lot of people may have health insurance on this one. And it's basically Lord.
the milk crate challenge.
And I'm pretty sure you done seen some videos. So I'm gonna kind of just give you a brief on this video.
Oh, man.
So I found out that this challenge actually came from two Facebook people that was just playing around and posted. And the next thing you know, it went viral.
Wow.
And everybody start trying it. But this so happened, people breaking their neck.
Yeah.
let me listen. Yeah. This is like one of those cases, like Coach Vita said, you know, if I have no health insurance, we're people. Okay? This ain't Super Mario Brothers. Leave it to the plumbers to be doing stuff like that. You understand?
Oh,
I see these things like every day, and I'm like, I know these people don't have no insurance. They can't possibly have insurance to be doing some mess like this. But you know what? But it just goes in cycles. This is the next stupid thing right here, because years ago they was eating Tide Pods.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know. I mean, yeah. It's like, what's next? Something dumber is gonna come out. Listen, but I mean, come on.
I'm trying to figure out where we get these crates from. How we got all these crates coming together? Well, I mean, we come together like in a community with crates, and we serious. Like, there's no brawls, no fights.
Man, we all root. Hey, Dre.
Listen, man.
I can tell all in your voice, man. All in your
man. listen. One of the craziest things I saw was like a dude rolling a blunt while he was doing it.
Wow. Okay?
And I'm like, man, y'all have got to be like, you know, out y'all minds.
Man.
Like, for real, you know. I mean, I understand you want to clout chase, you want to be, you know, get your little 5 minutes of fame, you know, on IG or whatever, but come on, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, I got to do better than this.
I'm with you, bro. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it was one cat, man. He tried to run up the thing. He fell. And I think we got the clip somewhere, man, but he tried to run up the thing, fell. Almost did like a somersault.
Oh,
landed up his neck, man. I was like, bro,
oh, my gosh.
It's possible that you was all right, man. You ain't just finna get up off of that, man. And
no.
In my head, this cat broke something, man. Something got to be broke. But it's stupid.
I'm just like, it was already set up for doom because you got to set the crates up in the grass. I seen a few people, you know, that actually made it. Like, it was a female that walked in heels. Okay, she got balance. I mean, it's pretty sure you can make it. But of them, this ridiculous. I mean, like, your grandfather out there, your auntie.
And I seen those.
Now, you shouldn't even been trying to even challenge yourself.
Don't do it.
It is like, once you fall, I know you hurt somewhere.
Oh,
your shoulder, your neck, your arm, your everything hurt. You know, you're already on four lives.
I'm trying to tell you.
Exactly.
Playing with the crates. And that's why I was like, where do we get these crates from? Like, did everybody just come go to the store behind the store and just say, hey, let's grab these and keep it pushing?
Well, you know, somebody's store looking for them right
now. It's a community challenge. It's a community challenge.
Hey, there were a lot of crates, man.
That's what it is. And that's why I said, I am amazed that there haven't been no violence. It's up just people out there recording.
Yeah.
And it got so viral. How about some of the prison people doing it?
That's crazy.
Oh, Lord.
I said, Lord, have mercy. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, it actually got, you know, I'm like, what y'all like betting on, like soups and stuff? I don't know. But, you know, I'm not going to break my neck for that.
That canteened up, man.
You know, it got recording some soups. Some
that's crazy.
Plus, but,
that's ridiculous.
Like, hey, you know, this challenge by far has been the funniest, dumbest one.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, just caught on. I know, like you said, Dre, the Tide Pod, the cinnamon, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that
don't
stupid
rush,
thing too. Yep.
Challenge. Okay, all right, whatever. But this half of y'all gonna be in the grave already before you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You out beating COVID right now.
I'm trying to tell you.
You know, definitely. But, so August, like I said, is just a lot of back in session stuff. And, you know, like I said, we got to just keep it pushing. Fall's coming around. September is literally like around the corner.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can expect maybe something a little bit better. As always, like I tell people, keep it moving, keep it healthy. Stay calm and anything, make everything bad to good, you know. And where can we find you all at?
Yeah. Your boy D-Train, you can find me on IG. D_TrainerFitness. Hit me up. I got what you need. That's all I'm going to say. Got what you need.
There it is.
Yes, sir. Once again, I'm Dre All Day. You can find all things positive on my IG at Dre_AllDay24.
All right. And as me, Coach Vita. Also, dang, I forgot. I did add another little thing. I am also a confidence life coach.
Come on now.
Yes.
So I try to give you confidence to make it do what it do. But anytime, you know, Coach Vita, definitely IG, Coach Vita. If you want to find anything about the energy drinks, there's another page on Cue Energy Drinks.
Oh, yeah. Big shout out to the energy drinks, man.
Yes, indeed. Get on point with On Cue.
That's it.
Get it on point. also, you know, still sling your health after 25. That's what we all do right now. You can find that book on Amazon. And just like I said, look me up for any training, any fitness, any dance choreography. I still got a little in me. You know, I help you tap dance a little bit.
One, two, so, step.
Yeah, that's it, you know. But you can find me and also Coach Vita Podcast with the crew, the locker room. I wanted to actually shout out to all the listeners that's been kind of waiting and anticipating on the show to come back. I know it's been a minute, my bad, but thank y'all for still hanging in there. All the countries, Spain, France, United Kingdom, Germany, thank you for hanging in there. United States, definitely, for hanging in there. Like I said, rock with us, you know, stay tuned, and we'll definitely be back real soon with another episode.
For sure.
All right. Thank y'all for joining me. And like I said, again, this is Coach Vita in the locker room with D Trainer and Dre All Day. Y'all have a nice one.
We out.